Here, he targets the root of the potential envy his speech might generate by making them fellow participants in the glory of his good deeds. He says, "These do not stay with us, but also transfer to you, and then back to us again." Aware that he had praised himself, provided evidence of the past, and assured the future, he forestalls any possible criticism of arrogance or incitement of envy by making the celebration shared, proclaiming this crown of praises as theirs. He argues that if they had proven to be such, their praise is their glory. Just as when they are similarly praised, they share in the joy, exhilaration, and triumph. Moreover, he displays great humility in his statement. He doesn't communicate like a teacher to his students, but like a peer speaking to his equals. Notice how he elevates them and imbues them with philosophical thought, steering them towards Judgment Day. He asks them to disregard current events, namely the insults, mockery, and scoffing of many, and to focus on what truly matters, not the transitory praises or punishments of the mortal realm, but to remember the day of fear and trembling when all things become apparent. He proclaims that they will take pride in each other on that day, when they are revealed to have been taught not by human doctrine or wickedness, but by faithful teachers, and we, their teachers, in having disciples who are not swayed or easily shaken by human passions, but meet all challenges with resolute minds, untouched by any sophistic peddling. This is already evident to those who understand, but on that day it will be apparent to all. Hence, even if we face tribulations now, we have the solace and no minor one offered by our conscience now and the revelation itself then. For now, our conscience knows that we do everything by God's grace, as you also know and will realize. But then, all mankind will learn of both our actions and yours and see us glorified through each other. He doesn't allow himself to be the sole benefactor of this glory, but he also gives them a reason to boast and diverts them from their current distress. Similar to how he spoke of consolation when he said, "We are comforted for your sakes," so too here he says, "We take pride in you as you do in us," constantly sharing everything with them, his comfort, his suffering, and his preservation. He attributes their survival to their prayers. "God saved us," he says, "with you supporting us through prayer." He consequently also makes the boasting mutual, just as he says there, knowing that just as you share in the sufferings, so also in the consolation, he says here as well, "We are your pride, as you are ours."